Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today we reach into the back of the closet to pull out a script written by Scott Herrick. It's on the new geography. Do you know what he could have meant, Kevin?
Things are being renamed in various ethnocentric ways. You can rename anything you want, and as long as you can get tech titans to make that reflected in their various apps, then reality has been changed.
In fact, we don't need reality anymore, really.
No.
But you have been listening, and you have composed the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. So what should they do having done that, Kevin?
Write in to us, and were you to miraculously be correct, you would win a valuable prize.
Hello, listener. This is Rosemary Putzwinkle with Inside Confidential. We're finally able to get some clarification now from Rasmussen Bean, former assistant pillow salesman and now the undersecretary for the Department of Maps, Claims, and Names, and here to bring us the very latest in geographical scuttlebutt.
Whoa! What was that? Damn! Ah! Spilled coffee all over my Danish and the pants. Oh, well. Okay, I'll just go ahead. Well, folks, what's happening geography-wise right now under the new administration is mightier than the sword. Let's start with, how about up north?
Yes. Can you bring us up to speed on the Greenland situation? I know the Danes were a bit standoffish about the whole idea.
Well, the Danes, you know, really never signed on or off on anything. But it won't be long before what was called Greenland will shortly be annexed to the state of Maine. It'll be called Mainland, if the Dems have any extra cojones laying around. And there's precious little the IKEA defense shield can do about it.
And while we're at it, what's all the brouhaha surrounding the Panama Canal?
My source at the government printing office just let it fly that it's printing just under 500,000 brand new revised official Department of the Interior maps, indicating that the new term for the canal zone is the Roosevelt Waterway Annex. Get it? Just like the Roosevelt East River Drive in New York, only a slightly different Roosevelt.
Doesn't Congress have to approve of these, you know?
Probably, sure. Well, I don't know. But there's more. I'm sure everyone's heard we're going to rename the Gulf of Mexico one of these days.
Yes, I did read something about that.
Well, it's not exactly what you heard. Did you know that there are more than 2,200 golf courses in Florida and Texas alone? Our current guy in charge thought it might not be bad for business if we called it the Gulf of Golf. Is that brilliant or what?
Is golf a big thing in Mexico?
Who cares? But here's the biggest one of all. Remember when the British burned the White House in the War of 1812, all because we invaded Canada? Well, hang on, because here's the latest on that. I hear something big's coming down. Did you know 90% of Canada's population lives within 50 miles of the U.S. border? We're not going to take all of Canada, just their best hockey teams and the banks. No biggie. They can have the rest of it. But they'll probably apply for territorial status sooner rather than later anyway. And we'll have plenty of strategic ice reserves, what with Greenland, or Mainland, now in the old bank. Gonna have to redo that flag again, of course.
Thanks, Rasmussen. Always a pleasure. Say, do Canadians play golf? And how about another Danish for the road? Look, here's a drier one.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Kevin, has someone written in?
Jarrett McElroy of Pueblo, Colorado wrote in with, "Why don't people write to Pueblo, Colorado anymore for free government pamphlets?" That's wrong.
But you did leave your address, which you should not have. But other people's whose address we do have are Ann Porter and Kevin Decker, the cast.
And thanks for the founder of Cotillions for Men, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.